Kumlan Lablak Gemara up to you, Chesan Bay, the very end of the page. Omaravada, Omarava Balavada, Omarav Yitzchak. Bikurim, Me'emasai Mechaivan Aleh. When do we say that Bikurim now is the Kohen's domain, and if you saw each of them is Chaiv Misa? Mishiyiru Pnei Abayis. Not when you put them by the Mizbeach, but as soon as it sees the Beis Hamikdash. Kiman, who is the author of that? Ki Haitana, the following Tana. The Tanya, we learned, Rabbi Lezer Rebbe says, Bikurim, you have Bikurim. Miktasim Bechut, or Miktasim Befnim, some of the Bikurim are outside. Some of the Bikurim are inside. You're inside, part of it is inside, and part of it is outside. Shebechut, Tzarein, Kechul, Lechol, Levrem. The part that is outside the base of Mikdash is considered chulin in every respect. Shebefnim, the part that's inside, Tzarein, Kehek, Lechol, Levrem. You test them in all of us, 6 lines on top. The part of the Bikurim that's inside is considered Hegdish in every respect.
So what's the happening is because
it's part and part, so you think one part would follow the other.
No, because you designated this to be Bikurim.
I'm talking about Bikurim, but you're standing right now in
Where it's inside the...
Yeah. Omer Rav Sheshes, so Rav Sheshes, Bikurim, Hanochem, Ma'akevet, Be'er Rav Sheshes, rules regarding Machlek Zer before. He says, Bikurim, putting it by Mizbeach is Ma'akev. If you don't say the Pesukim, it's still considered Bikurim. Kiman, who says that? Who says the Hanoche and not the Kriya? Ki hai Tana, like the following Tana. We know Rabbi Shimon says the Kriya. But who says Dafka is the Hanoche? The Tana, we learned, Rabbi Yesi, Oime, Shloish, Dvorim, there are three things. The Mishram Shloish, Zakanim, Rabbi Yesi said over three things, named of three different Zakanim. And one of them was the following. Rabbi Shmuel says, Yochel, I would have thought, Yale Odom Maase Sheini Bezmana Zebishlaim. I would have thought of somebody brings Maase Sheini Shlaim today. The Yechlenu, that even today there's no base of Migdash, you should still bring your Maase Sheini Shlaim and you can eat it. The Dinu, and it makes sense. By Bechoy, Ton Havos Mokum. Bechoy, you have to bring to the Shlaim. Maase Sheini, Ton Havos Mokum. So to Maase Sheini, where do you eat it? In the Shlaim. I would have thought, Ma Bechoy, just like Bechoy, Ein El Befnei Abayit. Bechoy only functions, only operates during the base of Migdash, Bezman base of Migdash Kayim. Af Maase Ein El Befnei Abayit. Maase also only today, only when the base of Migdash Kayim. Ma Le Bechoy, you know, because argue, no, you can't compare Maase Sheini to Bechoy. Bechoy has a chumra and relates it back to the base of Migdash. I can't tone matan dom Bechoy. You have to sprinkle the blood, the emudin, and place the flask on his bech. So therefore, maybe that's why he needs the base of Migdash. Maase Sheini doesn't need that. But Bikurim Mechichu. Bikurim also does not apply, is not relevant today, only the base of Migdash. And Bikurim does not sprinkle on his bech, nor does it fats on his bech. Nein, Mala Bikurim, there's another chumra there. She came to Unin Anocha. Bikurim require that you have to place it by the Mizbeah before it is a Chaleza Tumurim. Mashengim by Maase Sheini, as soon as you bring the Shalayim, it's already holy. Now we see from clearly what Rabbi Shmuel's opinion is, in the middle of this discussion, that Bikurim is the Hanoche by the Mizbeah that imposes this Mitzvah or Isra Bikurim.
When he says to bring the Maase to Shalayim, even if it's not Chaleza?
We're talking about that's what you need in those days. Maase Sheini, that's the question. The din is as soon as you bring the Shalayim. So therefore, since Maase Sheini applies, Maase Sheini would apply today, perhaps. If today there's no base of Migdash, there's no chaim, nothing. It still applies, of course, because the mock.
But it applies in the sense that you can't eat it, but is it applied that you can do the pigeon?
You would think everything. Not pigeon. You can't do pigeon in the shalayim.
You can do pigeon outside the shalayim. You bring money, you buy in the
shalayim. Yeah, we would have thought everything. Tamaloymer, v'chalta lifnei Hashem lekecha. It says clearly in pasuk Maase Sheini, you have to eat it when there's a base of Migdash. Lifnei Hashem lekecha. No base of Migdash, nothing. So therefore, Maase Sheini does not apply today. Makish Maase lebchay. Ma bechay ein lifnei abayis. Just like bechay is only lifnei abayis. Just like bechay is only lifnei abayis. And in that pasuk, it says v'chal tov Hashem lekecha. It says over there Maase degon chetiroj. It says bechay is. It says the bechay is the same pasuk. So we're comparing Maase Sheini to bechay. Ma bechay ein lifnei abayis. Just like bechay is only for the base of Migdash. Av Maase ein lifnei abayis. Runs a few tests of alpha. Freddy Gemara. So what's his proof? Okay, all we see from there, Bishmol holds, Abshesh brings that he holds that Hanoch is Ma'akiv by Bikurim, but you don't have to say the Psukim. And he's brought over here by this whole Kabbal Chaimer, where he says that Bishmol says that you cannot compare Bikurim. What do you call it? Bikurim, Maase Sheini Bikurim, that's only with Ma'aseh Mishkayim, because by Bikurim you have a constant, you need Hanoch from the Mizbech. So first of all, you see from there that Hanoch from Mizbech is vital to Bikurim. But second of all, he doesn't mention Kriya as a Psukim. is that you don't need Kriyas HaPsukim. The only thing that is ma'akev is a hanocha. Because otherwise, Lifrach, let him say, Mali Bekurim, you know why Bekurim, Shekain, Tu'unin, Kriya, Vehanocha. Mention Kriya as well. That Bekurim is different than Ma'is HaShani. Not only the place on his Be'ach, you also have to say the Psukim. Omar Ravashi, Ravashi said, that's not Raya at all. Nihidi Kuvaleka, even if you hold that the Psukim are not vital and without the Psukim is kosher, everyone will agree that Mitzvah Mileka, there's no Mitzvah. The text clearly, you have to read the Psukim. Rami Avidov, you know that too, you have to do it. And the Vilema Mitzvah said, why doesn't he include that? Even though it's not Ma'akev, he could have said, how can you compare Bekurim to Ma'asheni? Bekurim has Hanocha, and Bechaydah, Bekurim has Hanocha, and you have to have Pesukim. Who cares whether it's Ma'akev or not Ma'akev? Vilifrech. So why Taka doesn't he say it? Elo Amar Ravashi. You know why? Could very well be that Kriya is Ma'akev. Without saying the Pesukim, there's no Bekurim. So why doesn't Rabbi Shmuel mention it? Kivan the Ika Bekurim. Not all Bekurim, you require Pesukim. Even the Bekuri between Shavuos and Sukkos. Why not? By a Ger. Bekuri HaGer, when it comes to a Ger, the boy Lemema, the posse that you have to say is that you gave us the land Ashanishba Hashem La'avaseinu, and to give it to us, Lemotzi Omar, you cannot say La'avaseinu. Rabbi Yehuda says in Besat Bekuri, he could because Avram is Avamangoyim, so he could. But this day holds that you can't. So therefore, since there are some Bekurim, but you cannot say Psukim, you didn't want to make an open-ended statement that, oh, over here, you by Bekurim, you have Hanocha and Kriya. Not always do you require Kriya. So therefore, like Psikale, therefore, you didn't want to rule it because it's not an open-ended. Then you have to start qualifying it. You don't want to go into details. Says the Gemara, okay, finish that Sugi, but let's go back to what Shmuel said. Shmuel said, you cannot learn because you have to sprinkle the blood on the Mizbeach and the fat's going on the Mizbeach. You cannot learn from Bekurim because Bekurim you have to place it by the Mizbeach. Why can't you learn a Mehatzad? And like we always do, if you have two different Chumras, we say, look, this Chumra is different than this one, this Chumra is different than this one. What do they have in common? That they have to be brought to Yerushalayim and built only with Malabais. So the same thing over here, Ma'is HaShem, it's going to be with Malabais. And don't tell me about the Chumras, because each Chumra is different. Why don't we then go back again? Learn a Mehatzad. Learn the Mehatzad, which means the common denominator. What they have both in common, that only brought up is Malabais. Same thing, Ma'is HaShem. Says Yimodim Hashem, Ikel Mifra, you can actually repudiate it. Mal Hatzad HaShove, Ben, you know by Hatzad HaShove, Shekein Yesh, Behen Tzad HaMizbech, they both have an angle, it doesn't matter what you're doing there. This guy is sprinkling by Mizbech, by Bechari is sprinkling, by Bekurim, you have to have a place in by Mizbech, so therefore you need a Mizbech, you need a base of Mikdash. Mashengi Ma'is HaShem, he doesn't require a Mizbech, so therefore Ma'is HaShem, he doesn't need a base of Mikdash. That's why we need to bring the Pasuk. Freddy Gemore or Microsoft, what is going on? The way he takes for a fact, he accepts for a fact, that B'choid is only B'zman Abayis, B'kun is B'zman Abayis, and his question is Ma'is HaShani. So Microsoft, what does he hold? If he holds, we had a Machlekes Gemara Megillah, that Kedusha Rishayna, Kitchel L'Shaita, V'Kitchel Asa Lava, that the Kedusha that Yeshua made back then was Kodesh, that the basic Mikdash site was holy not only while the Beis Mikdash was upstanding, but even afterwards, then I feel B'choid Nami. Then the L'choida, also, you should be able to bring today. Who cares if the Beis HaMikdash existing? The site is holy. You should be able to bring a B'chayr today. Why do you assume automatically B'chayr doesn't apply? You said, definitely B'chayr does not apply today. Kudu doesn't apply. What about Ma'is HaShani? Why B'chayr doesn't apply? If Kedusha HaShani, the Kitchel HaShayt, the Kitchel HaShlava, it should apply. That's number one. Yeah. Because if he holds... Because in fact, in Gemara Megillah, we learned that if you hold that Kedusha Rishayna, Kitcha, Lasa, Lava, you can be Makrav Kabbalah today. Afa Pishayim Ba'is. No, boss. He must hold Kedusha Rishayna, Kitcha, Lashayitav, Kitcha, Lasa, Lava. That's why you don't bring up Choy today. And that's why you don't bring up Bikurim. So what's your question about Ma'is HaShani? That even though you need a chayma, maybe it's good enough today without it, since there's no Beis HaMikdash, you don't need it. No, B'choy Na'am Mitzaboy. Ask the same question about B'choy. That same question. For example, how can you ask the same question of B'chor? B'chor needs a Mizbech. But ask the following question. What happens, you will makir, I mean, this is a theory because it's impossible. You will makir a B'chor the last day the Beis HaMikdash was standing, and then you didn't, before you had a chance to sprinkle the blood, to destroy the Mizbech. Can you eat the carbon, the rest, do we say that now that there's no Mizbech anymore, you don't need a Mizbech? You need a basic media to be makrevit. You did that already. So what happens now? So you sprinkled the mizbeach, but you didn't yet. You didn't eat the carbon. Can you eat it now or not? Because it's no longer based on mikdash when you want to eat it, but you sprinkled it correctly in mizbeach. Modern case. Omar Ravina said, I'll tell you what's going on here. Really, behold, kiddush kitchel shaita, v'lo kitchel aslove. It's not kiddush aslove. V'hoch over here, b'pchoish nizik dama koyin churdamay. This is what is in the case. You sprinkle the blood before the churdamay, some mikdash. He did all correctly. V'chodah of a bais, then the bais was destroyed. V'dayim b'sodakayim. See what you're worried about. The bais of mikdash destroyed, the bais destroyed, but you're worried. You don't want to be over that veil of noisa, so you want to eat the rest of the carbon. That's what's happening here. Umakshinan, and the question is, can you eat it? Umakshinan, and what do we take to do? We compare, we equate besare le dame. We equate the flesh to the blood. Ma dame be mizbech, a besare mizbech. Just like the blood needs a mizbech, the besare also needs a mizbech. Since right now the mizbech is no longer in existence, so we know that about b'chayr, no longer based on English, no longer consuming the b'chayr, even though you sprinkled it. Umakish maisel b'chayr, and then we compare maisel to a b'chayr. And you compare ma'aser and b'chayr as well, so just like a b'chayr, you cannot eat once it's no basic mikdash. Same thing about ma'aser, no ma'aser at all. But that's how we compared before. V'chalta lifnei shem lekecha, we're comparing ma'aser to b'chayr. And how do we know about b'chayr? Because b'chayr, we compare the dam, the basar to the dam. And just like the dam needs a mizbech, the basar also needs a mizbech standing. Yeah. So the Gemara, I don't understand. V'chidavar halamid behekish chayzim alamid behekish. You're telling me the only way you know about b'chayr, the only way you know that about b'chayr, you're not allowed to eat it once the base is destroyed, is because behekish, you compare the meat to the blood. We have a rule in Kachin that once you learn something from a hekish, you don't have the power anymore to learn another din from that hekish. So what you learned the blood, the flesh from the blood, and then you want to compare ma'isa to the flesh. That's two steps away. You can teach other things behekish, and so the Gemara Maise Dagon Chulin. The Gemara says that Maise Dagon is Chulin. Since this Maise is only Chulin, you could learn from a hekish only by Kachim. Maise Sheni is Chulin. It's not Kodesh, and therefore, and by Chulin you can learn one from another. Yeah, but it's not the same level of Kodesh as when we're talking about the kachim, which is kabbonis, it's not a carbon, even though it is kodesh. The Gemara, honicha, sorry, it's not a carbon. That's why it's chulin. It does have certain kedusha. It's still only eating shalim and so on, so there are restrictions. Says the Gemara, honicha, this makes sense. Laman damar basal lamas, and this makes sense if you corner one says you go after the lamad. Lamad means you have the case of chayr by dam. That's the malamid. And then it teaches you regarding the case of basar of a car of a b'chayr. That's the lama. That's what you're learning from the derivative. And then you could bring ma'isa to basar. So we're saying that you could learn ma'isa from basar.
Because it's only one hekesh, you're trying to say.
You can learn a hekesh from a hekesh.
Right. So how does this answer the gemara?
Only by kachim you can learn a hekesh from a hekesh, but by chulin you can. And since ma'isa sheni is chulin, you can learn ma'isa sheni from b'chayr of basar. And even though basar itself you don't know, only from a hekesh, that doesn't matter. Says the Gemara, honey, chlamadam basa lamad, and then you go after the lamad, so you treat them about the lamad is maisa sheni. Maisa sheni is chulin, so therefore we treat it as chulin. Elamadam basa lamad, then we say kachim. We don't look at the benefit, at the final outcome. We look at the derivative, and what you're learning from, you're learning from b'chayr. And b'chayr is kachim according to everybody. How can you learn from there? Michael Maimer. So the answer, you're right, it's not a hekesh. Dam u basa chodim milsi. It's not a hekesh, you're comparing basa to dam. A behemoth is made up of dam and basa. It's one thing. And if the dam needs a mizbech, the basa needs a mizbech as well. It's not like you're learning from a hekesh two separate things and we're comparing one to another. Two strange things. And you cannot learn a third strange thing. Here, basa and dam are one behemoth. And therefore, it's considered the same thing. And now all we have is one hekesh. Then the Mishnah continued and said, kochi, kochi, mentioned the shachim and mice and all that, you get malchus. The Gemara Tanina Chod is in the Mishnah before that. In Elokim, we already learned that Maisa Sheni, that if you ate Maisa Sheni, that and so on, you shouldn't. You get Malkus. Why repeat again? Tanina, we learned Chod, we learned already once. Maisa Sheni, Vehegdish Lenidu. It says that if Maisa Sheni or Hegdish, you didn't redeem, you ate it outside of Yishalayim, and you had no right, you get Malkus. So why is this Mishnah repeated again? Amar Abiyesi Bachanina, there's two different cases. Say for this Mishnah, it's talking about the Maisa Sheni Toid, the Gavra Toid. This mission is talking about the Maisa Sheni, that is Tor, the person is Tor, the problem is you ate it outside of Shalim. The Ka'achah, the problem is you're eating it Chutz L'Chaimah outside of Shalim. For that you get Malkus. Reisha is talking about you ate it in Yerushalayim. But what? Somebody is tame. The maize sheni tame, the gavri tame. The maize sheni is tame, or the person is tame. The ochale bi Yerushalayim, and you ate it in Yerushalayim. And therefore, you didn't redeem it. And therefore, it didn't need to get malchus. So different thing altogether. Then the Gemara says, how do you know that you should not eat maize sheni if you are tame? How do you know you're chayiv atuma? Tanya, it says in Pasuk when you say yevidu, you say loy biarti mimenu betame. You say I didn't in any way consume the maizah sheni while I was tame, or while there was tuma involved. Bein she'ani tame v'hutar, whether I'm the one who's tame and the maizah sheni is tame, or bein she'ani tame whether I'm the one who's tame but who tame the maizah sheni is tame. I didn't do that. So in his video, he said I didn't do it. Now, where is the warning for this? Where does it say that we know Tommy person can't eat kabonis, but where does he say he cannot eat mice or sheni? Where is the warning for this? Now, there's two kinds of tumah. There's a tumah of the person and a tumah of the mice or sheni. And the Gemara will say the tumah of the person says clearly in Pasuk that he's not allowed to eat mice or sheni. We're really discussing the tumah of the mice or sheni. How do you know? It says the Gemara, first, before you have a chance to answer, where do we know that you're not allowed to eat from? Any day, I don't know. For what we don't know, tumas agu behediksev, that a person who's tummy should not eat from ma'isa sheni is mefesh a pasik. Says the pasik, nefesh asher tiga boy, a nefesh that will touch it with tama ada ariv, and he's tummy until night, and v'lo yoichel min hakachim, and he shouldn't eat from kachim. By the way, if you look, it says if a person touches a dead body, and kachim is referring to ma'isa sheni here. Because other kachim, you're not allowed to eat it until you bring a carbon, until you bring, what do you call it? The kapara, the kachim. If you came to me, you're not allowed to eat kabonos until you bring your carbon kapara. So therefore, can I be talking about kachim? Now, if you look over here on the left side, by the way, just interesting Rashi here. The Gemara learns that we're talking about maize here because it says, even though it says in the Pasuk, Ad Adar, we learn that it says in the Pasuk, Rochatz, as soon as you go to mikvah, you tur. And for Truma, you have to wait till Heder Shemesh, for Kabbalah, you bring a carbon. So only maize sheni, you can eat straight away as soon as you go to mikvah. If you look over here, it says, Rabbeinu Gufay Tur, Vyasa Nishmasi, Betara, Le Pidish Yasin, Mekan, Ve'elash, Tamid, Abhuda Barnasin. This is the very one. Rashi passed away in three Mesechtas and Shas. So he must have been writing three different Mesechtas at the same time. We also have in Bobasa, right? Remember in the middle of the second Pedic, that he passed away in the middle of the second Pedic. Must be. Okay. There his grandson took over, and here is Talmud. The difference is his Talmud learned the style of Rashi, and he writes the same style as Rashi. If he wouldn't have told you that, you wouldn't even know that's Rashi. Rashbam didn't ignore his father, his age of style, and he went to town in his own way. And that's why you have the Rashbam. That's why Bobas is the longest Masechta. Okay. So the Mordechai is asking a question. You tell me you don't know, how do you know if you tell me Nali Maizah Sheni? It's Mefesh HaPasik in Nali Maizah Sheni. It says, Nefesh Asher Tigaboy. He says, you shouldn't even catch him. And the Pasuk says, Kim Rochatz Psori B'mayim. He has to wash himself. As soon as he goes to the mikveh, he's able to eat it. Obviously, it's Maizah because everything else, there are other requirements before you can go ahead and eat it. Ella, you're right. Tumas atzmai menayin. Okay, regarding the person, if he's tamei, he's not allowed to eat maizah sheni. We have a pasuk. What about the person that's toy, but the maizah sheni itself is tamei? How do you know you're not allowed to eat it? You tell me before that the amish talking about you get malchus if the maizah sheni is tamei. How do you know? See, if it says in the pasuk leisucha lecho b'sherecho, it says in one pasuk you shouldn't eat it in your gate. Well, halal noaim. It says another pasuk. It says by a pchoy which receives a mum. What happens? Not everybody can eat it. B'sherecho techlenu, you should eat it. And it says there. The tomei and the tar, we don't care if it's tomei because the b'chayr is a mamum, you'll not eat it. So right now when you're tomei and the tar sitting together, what happens? The tar-digger person will become tomei because the tar-digger person is a matame, the meat, and the tar-digger person is eating the carbon, he'll become tomei, or he touches the tar-digger person. But Tanya, we learned even though you're not allowed to do anything with his b'chayr balmum other than eat it, because you're not allowed to share the wool from there, you're not allowed to make it work in your thing, but you're allowed to eat it. But in the eating, we're not makbid about tummy at all. You could be tummy and so on. So what happened here? The tummy person touches the animal. What happens to the animal? The animal becomes tummy. And the tummy person, I was eating a tummy b'chayr, and it doesn't bother us. V'tanya, and we learn, so it doesn't matter if the animal itself became tummy. We learned, same plate. Then we don't care that the animal itself became tummy. We don't care. The Torah says, when don't I care if the thing itself becomes tummy? Only in this case that I say, I don't care if the animal becomes tummy, and I don't care if a tardigit person eats it. Hossam over there. Hachalotechel, but by Maisa Sheni, I don't want that the Maisa Sheni should become tame, and the tardigit person will eat it. So we see from here. Sorry?
Who has a nose? When it becomes tame, who has a nose?
You can eat it. Because it has a mum, you can eat it. But if it's a Maisa Sheni and tame, if you eat it, not only are you not allowed to, you'll get lashes for it. Says Gimanada, okay. Uminala. The Mishnah says that Maisa Sheni that became Tame and you didn't redeem it and you ate it in Yerushalayim, you get Malkus. It seems to me you could redeem it. Uminala under Bapadiyahu, how do you know that you could redeem Maisa Sheni that became Tame? Domara Blazer, Blazer says. That means even in Yerushalayim, normal Maisa Sheni you cannot redeem only outside of Yerushalayim. Here you can redeem in Yerushalayim because it's Tame. Since you cannot eat it, what's the option? The alternative? Go ahead and redeem it and with the money, buy whatever you have to buy. Says the Gemara, "Menayil the Ma'aser Sheni became tamei. Normally, you have to redeem it outside Shalom. But how do you know you became tamei? Shouldn't you pay no sefer because you're allowed to redeem it? In Shalom, Tamei Leimer. It says the pasuk that Kilaisuchal. If you live very far away, Loisuchal se'esa literally means you cannot carry it. There's too much tefuah to bring with you to the Shalom because you live very far away and so on and so forth. So then you go ahead and you exchange it." The word se'es itself also means achila. You cannot eat it. I mean, even if you're not physically far away, but you cannot eat it. Why can't you eat it if you're not far away? Because you're in Yerushalayim, but it's tummy. Then what do you do? Then you go ahead and you redeem it. The ha'ino se'es means you cannot eat it. That doesn't mean carry it. Remember it says over there by Yosef, it says by Yisef Masas me'es panav. It took away all the food from him. So we see that word masa also means relates to food. And therefore, me, even though you eat the cloaks, Yerushalayim, you cannot eat it, you can then go ahead and redeem it. So the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Barabasi, Menayin, Hayinu Ma'aser Sheni, Toyr. You have Toyr, Ma'aser Sheni. Shepoidin Oysoy Afilu Bepsi Achas Chutz L'Chaim. The Pasuk says, Ki Yircha, Ki Yarbe Mimcho HaDerech, or it says, Ki Yircha Mimcho HaMakam. You would think it would be if you live 20 miles away, 50 miles away. You don't have to be far away. How do you know if you're one step outside Yerushalayim? That you no longer that you can redeem it because it says Shnema Kiluchos you cannot eat it, Kiluchos so you cannot bring it inside. We don't know what the main thing is. You cannot bring it inside. Why? It doesn't matter why you can't bring it inside. The main question is not how far you are in distance. The main question is where you're standing. If I'm not standing in Yerushalayim, then I can redeem it. But you wonder how can you learn from the same pasuk two different dinim? One pasuk you learn that inside you're shalayim, but you cannot eat it, you can redeem it. Those tummy. Another pasuk if you're outside shalayim, you cannot eat it or you cannot take it in because you're outside shalayim. Even though you're one step away, you redeem it. We just use the same pasuk Rabbi Elazar. You think, well, no. Im kain, if it's only coming to teach you the din Rabbi Elazar that if it's tummy that you can redeem it. Leima kra, the pasuk you say loisucha lo oichloi. Why use the word lase? Just say you cannot eat it. And why can't you eat it? Because it's tummy. Maise ase. Why use the word which means carrying or lifting or bringing in? So therefore means that you cannot bring it because you're outside, even one step. No, so maybe that's what the purpose of Emo Kulalachidah, so maybe that's what it means only carrying. Who said it means also eating and in Yerushalayim? Imke Lema Krolo, Suchalithi, can I take it? My Se'ese, why use a strange word like Se'ese? Shmamana Tarti, we learn two din from here. If it's inside Yerushalayim and Tamei, you can redeem it. And if you're outside Yerushalayim, even one step out, you cannot eat it until you redeem it. Telling what about Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Hoshia, Rabbi Chanina, and Rabbi Hoshia. The Kaboy of Yerushalayim was standing at the entrance of Yerushalayim. They were asking the following question: Mahu? But the Bach omits this whole part of there. It's not clear if Kaboy. If the question was about entrance of Yerushalayim or were they actually standing there? Okay. Over there, Pshita. Who? This is no question. Hu bechutz, you're standing outside the Shalayim, umasoy befnim, but the food is inside the Shalayim. Does it have a din like your Shalayim already? You cannot redeem it or not? Kol tu mechitzes. We really learned before that the walls automatically protect it. It's like your Shalayim, you cannot redeem it. Fine. What about hu befnim faket? He's standing inside, umasoy bechutz, and he has a backpack, and the backpack is outside. Mao, how do we treat that? Is it like inside Yerushalayim and you cannot redeem it anymore? Or is it like it's outside? Because Ma'is Hashem, once you bring again, there was an old man in the yeshiva of Shemir Choy who was learning. It says in Pasuk, and we already said before, it doesn't mean literally far away. So what does it mean? Where you far, mimiluach, from your entirety. And your entirety also includes your pekel, your backpack. So therefore, if you're standing inside the Shalayim, exact same idea.
What? Well,
no, that's a similar idea. So we're saying here that since only if your entire self is outside the Shalayim, but if you're inside the Shalayim and your pekel is outside, it's as if you're inside the Shalayim and you cannot redeem it anymore. Because it says the pasuk, you have to be far away. Who's you? Your entire self. You and your package have to be outside the Shalayim. But if you are, or your package are inside the Shalayim, we already said pshit if your package is in Shalayim, it's Shalayim. We had no question. The food is in Shalayim. If you're inside, the food is outside. Since part of the package is you and you're inside, so right away we have someone similar to Rav Yemeir. A papa jumped in the head. Boy, that papa nokile bekanyemai. You have a stick, so it's not on yourself. You have a stick, and at the end of the stick, you have the food, or maybe schlepping a cart or something, but you're holding onto it. How do we treat that? Is that called mimuluach? Is it part of you, or is it separate from you, and therefore that's outside, and you can still redeem it? Tekun. Because before we're talking about it's on your shoulder, on your back. When do we say that it has a status of ma'isa sheni? And you're not allowed to, you're not allowed to eat unless you redeem it. So, and once it's inside, you no longer redeem it. That means once it's saw the inside of Yerushalayim, you can no longer redeem it. You can no longer redeem it. And if once it saw the wall of Yerushalayim, that means even if you take it outside afterwards, you can know it already has a chalos of a ma'isa sheni, and you can no longer redeem it.
This means it's the thickness of the wall, it's actually inside
the Shalayim. That means as soon as you walk in the area where the wall is, even though there's no wall there. I guess so. So when the Mishnah says, don't eat outside of the Shalayim, what does it mean don't eat outside of the Shalayim? There's no ma'isa sheni yet, so what's the Aveda? It's only after you brought in Shalayim, it has a chalois of ma'isa sheni, and then you take it back outside, then you're even Aveda for eating ma'isa sheni outside of Shalayim. Kol zman, you didn't get to Shalayim in the first place, according to this day, Kol zman, you know, it's not like others who learn that as soon as you take it out of your house and you call it ma'isa sheni, it has it in the ma'isa sheni, you cannot eat it until you go to Yerushalayim or you redeem it. Here we're saying that no, only if you brought it into the base in the Yerushalayim and then you take it back out, that's when you're over and aveda for eating ma'isa sheni, because we don't confer upon it ma'isa sheni until it's inside Yerushalayim. My time was the reason. It says a posse, lifnei Hashem alekecha. It says a posse, lifnei Hashem alekecha. And therefore we say, Techlenu. So because it says, Lifnei Hashem Lechecha Techlenu, that means that only in Yerushalayim it has a din, Uksiv, it says, L'such Alecha B'sherecha. When do we say, Kol Heicha, the Karin, the Lifnei Hashem Lechecha Techlenu, when it saw the Yerushalayim was inside Yerushalayim, and you were ready to fulfill the mitzvah, Lifnei Hashem Lechecha Techlenu, then have an Issa, Karin, the L'such Alecha B'sherecha. Then we say, you shouldn't eat it B'sherecha.
So in other words, if you were employed in you
Sorry?
If you eat it before,
there's no Aveda at all. What Aveda did you do? So bring mother Ma'isa Sheni. There's no chalais of Ma'isa Sheni according to this day until you physically raw pnei achaim. There's no isra at all. So according to this day, it's only after you brought in Shalayim does it have a chalais of Ma'isa Sheni. Take it out, that's when you chayim. Says he, what a meisve, I'll ask you a question. Rabbi Yisrael, says, koyin shall also be yode. If a koyin shall also be yode to einu shal tevel, let's say a koyin happened to have in his hand a fig of tevel, a koyin also not already tevel. Omar, he said, to einu zu, this fig, trumasa, the truma part of it, fig will be ba'oitza, at the end, the stem. The maisa rishin part of this will be b'tzfon in the north. Umaisa sheni bladrei will be in the south end. Vihishnas maisa sheni. It's that year's my sheni. But who be the shalayim? And he's inside the shalayim. Oy Maiser Oni, or that year was the third and sixth year, which is Maiser Oni Vuhu Bigvuli. It could be anywhere. Ochla, if he ate it, Loike gets Malkus. How many Malkus did he get? Achas. What Malkus did he get? He gets Malkus because it's Tevil. Only Malkus he gets it because it's Tevil. Actually, starts a whole new sugi here, so we'll stop here.